You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now it is time for a trending report. What is trending? Let's do something local quickly. Did you see the story about car thefts in Denver?
No, tell me now.
My goodness.
I must know.
They say last year, 2020, there was a 55% increase in car thefts. Last year in Denver Metro, there were 20,000 cars stolen.
Wonder if it's a convenience thing, like everybody was parked at home physically, you know, and there's stuff just sitting on the street, so it's like prime opportunity, I guess.
I wonder. They say the Denver metro area's per capita rate for stolen vehicles is one stolen vehicle for every 687 people. That's...
How's this happening?
Pretty remarkable. And the funny thing, no, not funny, sort of interesting thing, coincidental thing, is that our producer, Josh, his brother...
Yes.
Had his, was it car or truck?
It was a SUV. Yeah, it was his 4Runner.
His had his 4Runner stolen, and we saw the video of it.
A woman just walked right out, got into it, and drove off. There was a video.
With him chasing after.
Hey.
God.
Man, how are they doing all that? You got to get the club, the, you know, on your steering wheel. Does that help?
Yeah. Here's science-y type story, too. A snowy owl was spotted in Central Park in New York on Wednesday. You might be saying, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is they have not seen a snowy owl in New York City since 1890.
Really?
And there was all sorts of pictures. It became the buzz of New York for like a day and a half. The snowy owl has returned.
That's pretty cool.
And really pretty. What else is going on?
Picked up a baby and flew off.
Yeah, they would. You know, I told you it was an owl.
Owls scare me.
Niles the weirdo.
Owls scare me.
Didn't you post a really cool picture of one in your backyard?
My parents have two of them nesting in their backyard. And they
I
get
guess
all,
it's good they keep
They get freaky deaky.
Stuff.
Yeah, they're good.
They get mice and everything.
But they're big.
Last night was a full moon. You know, for thousands of years, people have attributed the full moon to really odd, freaky behavior. Now, scientists have come out and they said, we think we know why. And it's not a sexy answer at all. It's simply that as we get closer and closer to the full moon, we tend to stay up later and get up earlier. So they say the problem is we're just sleep deprived.
We're just drowsy.
That's it.
So you're bumping into things and...
We're little sleepy heads. And because of that, we blame it on the full moon.
Huh.
Then the last thing I have, is I thought this was interesting. It was, they went out and surveyed people in all 50 states and they asked them to rank themselves on how rude they thought people were in that state. So you couldn't be in Colorado and say, yeah, everybody in, you know, Nebraska's rude. You could only just rank your own state. But out of all of that, it turns out that people in Rhode Island believe they are the rudest people in the country. I've only driven through Rhode Island.
I've never been up there.
A lot of time there.
Hmm.
The rudest states, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York. Are we starting to see a pattern?
Yeah,
here?
It's all, yeah.
Hello, Northeast.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Jeez.
People in Hawaii, however, on the other end of the spectrum, they tend to think they are very chill. They're very laid back.
Well, look at where they're at in paradise. How could you be mad out there? Rude or anything.
Hawaii, Vermont, North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, the most polite states.
Oh, yeah. South Dakota's super nice.
Colorado somewhere stuck in the middle. What else is trending?
Today is National Fun at Work Day today. I mean, that's every day for us, but yeah. I guess they're saying try to do something fun at work today to make it a little more uplifting, I guess.
Do you remember at the radio station, it was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where during a staff meeting, they anointed a... was it, like Ambassador of Fun? What was the title?
It was the Fun Ambassador, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was
Cheer Ambassador. What was it?
Something. But it was our friend Emily. And
yeah.
She was the Fun Patrol or whatever. And it was so funny watching her every single month try to get people fired up to do fun things.
Never worked. Never ever worked. She retired.
That was good times.
I had this question the other day if Bernie Sanders was actually making money off that meme floating around of him sitting in the chair. And it turns out, yeah, he's made some cash. What he did is he took that picture of him sitting on that chair with his mittens and he put it on a bunch of merchandise and started selling it on his website. There were sweatshirts, t-shirts, blah, blah, blah. Turns out dude raked in just shy of $2 million for charities, about $1.8 million. And they ended up divvying that out to various charities in his home state of Vermont, including Meals on Wheels. So they actually took it and ran with it and did some good with it. So that's pretty cool.
Do you think a few extra bucks here and there made it into his pocket?
Probably. You know.
Some lady in Texas is now selling a pattern on Etsy where you can take the Bernie meme and you can crochet it into something.
Yeah, a little doll. It's a little Bernie doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. She raised money for Meals on Wheels, too, doing that. So
yeah.
These people are doing good with this.
Yeah.
Map, another Google Map thing out this morning, showing the most popular Super Bowl food in every state from last year's game. A lot of chili, buffalo chicken dip is on there, taco soup. What was Colorado's? Let me go back. Sweet potato skins. So not just regular potato skins, sweet potato skins. I don't know.
How could that be Colorado's? I've been to 7,000 parties in Colorado. Like, never seen that served
no.
once.
No. Why isn't it like something with green chili or
yeah.
I don't know. Pizza snacks is on the list.
You're
Iowa is
snack.
Football cookies. I got family in Iowa. Y'all are eating too many cookies. Let me just point that out. Put the cookies down. Speaking of food, two people in California just sued Subway over their tuna sandwich, Dom. They say the tuna isn't actually tuna. There's no actual tuna in the tuna
what
sandwich.
Is it?
I don't know. They did lab tests, and they found it's a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna. That's the quote. It's a bunch of stuff that's kind of blended together to imitate tuna.
Well, I gotta know what it is.
I know. The story right here says the lawsuit doesn't actually say what is in the tuna. It's gotta be some sort of fish or something, I would think.
One would think.
Fake fish? I don't know. Is it just a bunch of fish parts that they grind up and just make into the...
It's
like a chicken nugget, you know? It's all the extra stuff.
It's like the hot dog of the sea.
Right.
It's just parts ground together.
Either way.
Is it the way with my can of like Starkist or whatever? Is that?
I don't know.
Do I need to have that investigated also?
Know.
You're not a tuna guy.
Real
though,
or not, probably the most disgusting sandwich on the planet. Yuck. Remember my mom used to make tuna melts growing up?
Ugh. I don't like that. I don't like tuna with cheese.
I think that's probably
gross.
What changed me.
It should have, yeah.
Yuck. For those of you that still collect CDs, Now 77 is going to be coming out.
You're kidding. Doesn't your sister have all of them?
She collects all of them, yeah. I think she's still doing it. So she's got 77 of them. That's cool and everything, but they're also releasing a 3-disc collection called Now That's What I Call Dad Rock.
Hey!
And it's just a bunch of, you know, Deep
Metal
Purple, Rolling Stones, ZZ Top. You know, you'll wander out into the garage and see your dad, you know, underneath the hood of his Camaro listening to this and his CD changer. Side note, my dad actually just bought a new truck, and my mom was so upset to discover they're not putting CD players in vehicles anymore.
She was
heartbroken. She's like, I went out with my Celine Dion CDs. I was going to take the truck for a drive. No CD slot. I was like, Mom, it's a 2020. There's no...
Oh,
you don't do that anymore.
She's going to have to go get an aftermarket CD player.
Dude, they were looking for them. Like ones that you plug into the USB and it sits there, you know?
Like, hanging under the dash like people used to put their CB radios. God.
Like, you don't need CDs, Mom. Let me give you one final thing because this is crazy. It's the latest random COVID shortage. Grape nuts. Grape nuts are out of stock everywhere. I guess they've sprung up in demand.
Fine with me.
They said sales of this cereal were struggling for years. And now during the pandemic, for some reason, people are chowing down grape nuts. And I'm with you, buddy. It's up there with the tuna sandwich. Originally founded in 1897, they said. Yeah, I don't like the grape nuts. They hurt my mouth.
Don't need
tear up the roof of your mouth. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video from a comic that's making the rounds. A British comedian named Abby. Her video's gone viral because she basically recreates if doctors spoke to you like a vet speaks to your dog. If you were to go into the doctor, like, oh, who's a pretty girl and that's who's great. An old girl, and talking about her weight and getting rid of her food. And so it's kind of funny. It's worth that's a laugh. Good. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.